Unit 5, Lesson 3, page 82, The Big Bang Fair. I've come to Birmingham, to the Big Bang Fair, to meet Rebecca Simpson, who has just won the UK Young Engineer of the Year competition. Hello, Rebecca, and congratulations on this amazing award.
Thank you.
So, Rebecca, can you tell us a little about your project?
Yes, of course. I built this games machine to help young people revise their STEM subjects. That's science, technology, engineering, and maths. I wanted to help them get better results and to show them that STEM subjects can be interesting.
And you built this machine yourself?
Yes, it took about a year and a half. I had to learn to program and use new software and learn some basic electronics.
Tell me, what games can you play on your games machine?
Well, it's got two educational games, a space maths game, and a design technology car game. For the car game, you have to move the car with the joystick. If you want to get a high score, you have to answer multiple choice questions. And if you set a high score, you get a small prize.
Here with us is Jason Bradbury, one of the judges. What do you think of Rebecca's games machine?
I think it's a brilliant idea. And Rebecca's right. It's so important to get young people interested in STEM subjects because they allow you to do almost any job later on.
There is this image that STEM subjects are boring and difficult, and more for boys, isn't there?
Completely. And it's just not true.
So, Jason, how important are fairs like this?
They're very important. In the UK, we need to get more young people interested in science and technology. Because if we don't, we simply won't have enough scientists and engineers in the future. And also science fairs, like the Big Bang Fair, allow young people to come and learn about careers in science and engineering. And I think if we can show young people the amazing jobs that are on offer, then more pupils will choose STEM subjects at school.
Thank you, Jason. And thank you, Rebecca, for talking to us today.
Thank you.
My pleasure.